The reading correctly points out the problems with oil-powered cars. Yes, oil is a finite resource with a byproduct that can harm the environment. But it is also way too optimistic about hydrogen-based fuel cell engines. Hydrogen is not the solution to these problems. First of all, it is not as easily available as the passage implies. While it is present in common substances such as water, it is not able to be used directly from that form. To be used in a fuel cell engine, the hydrogen has to be obtained in a pure liquid state. Pure liquid hydrogen is an artificial substance that is very hard to produce and store because it must be stored at extremely cold temperatures, those being negative 250 degrees Celsius. This would take a very elaborate cooling technology, making it impractical as a fuel source. Also, using hydrogen doesn't solve the pollution problems associated with cars, because it creates a lot of pollution to get the pure hydrogen in the first place. The large amount of energy required to extract the pure hydrogen from water or natural gases is achieved by burning coal or oil, which in turn creates a lot of pollution. Even though the cars would no longer create the pollution, the factories making the fuel source would still pollute. Finally, there isn't necessarily a cost savings once you consider how expensive it is to manufacture the fuel cell engine. The cost is so high because fuel cell engines require platinum, a very rare and expensive metal, to manufacture the components, allowing for the chemical reaction that produces the electricity to power the automobile. Attempts to replace platinum with cheaper materials have proven unsuccessful.